Told you once, now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now the way I feel, here's my advice. Now tell you twice. The way I feel, here's my advice. I told you once, now tell you twice.
Hello everyone, and thank you for enjoying my mom's show, God's Gift Through His Word. I hope you guys have a lovely day, and I hope you guys stay tuning in to my mom's show.
You're listening to God's Gift Through His Word with Tanika Drake. Yeah, that's right.
Woo, I'm looking forward to it, Miss Tanika Drake. You already know. But you know what? I was hitting those high notes. Now I got a little freestyle for you. Ooh, Miss Tanika Drake. She been doing it so real, never fake. She got such good vibes oozing out the phone that I feel so around when I am so alone. Picking me up when I'm down like, oh, Miss Tanika Drake. If they don't know, now they know. This is like a show promo. Enjoy it. Here we go with the ill type flow. What you saying? What you saying? I let it go. What you saying? What you saying? What you saying, Miss Tanika Drake? I let it go. Oh, I kill the rhyme slow. They be loving me and I let it like, oh. Yeah, you listening to Tanika Drake, ladies and gentlemen. Bang, bang.
Hello, hello, everyone. This, of course, is Tanika Drake. And I am outside just enjoying this rain. And, of course, it is early morning. Well, it's midnight. So I wanted to catch the rain a little bit. So it's beautiful to hear the sound of the rain and the pitter-patter on the floor, on the roofs. It's a little bit chilly out here, so I'm not going to stay out here too long. But I did want to share that rain is going to come in our lives. But you can either look at it as a negative or you can see it as a positive. Washing away some of the old things and letting new things start and blossom and bloom. And that rain is also a time of refreshment. So I just wanted to share that real quick. I'll probably put this on a few different places, but I hope you're going to have an amazing day. Beautiful day, of course, and choose to be happy. Choose to walk in love. No matter what kind of pain you may be suffering through, remember God's got you 100% of the time. So I, of course, will be back. This will be just a little snippet, and I will be talking to you guys a little bit later. So God bless your hearts and enjoy the show. Good morning, loved ones. How are you doing? I hope you're having an amazing day today. So earlier I put on about the rain. It's been raining here, and of course that is a good thing. You know, in California It doesn't get a lot of rain, but when it does, I enjoy hearing the rain. So I was thinking that all the different things that we go through in this life, we are able to change it. And I'm finding that out because this is something that I'm learning. So as I share with you on today, I hope you will take a little bit of a ponder with me on ways that you can change and improve your own mindset and your own life, even if it's just little changes. Just changes nonetheless help us to move, to grow, to shift, all of that. So let's pray and let's get into this message. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today in the name of your Son, Jesus, just asking you, Lord, to help us to prepare our minds for action, Lord God, and to help us to be self-controlled, but Lord, to remember that our hope is fully based on the grace that has been given to us, Lord God. So Lord, I thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who has already been revealed. And Lord, I'm thanking you, Lord, that we are your workmanship, that you have handcrafted and created each of us individually for a unique work for the kingdom. Lord, let us not shrink back to old ways, but Lord, help us to be bold and courageous and strong. And Lord, help us to shift those things in our mind that is not of you, Lord God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear. You have not given us the spirit of lack. You have not given us those things which we start to have in our minds. So Lord God, help us to face the reality that you are the creator, Lord, that your word is a living word, and Lord, that we can release all types of negativity and programming that is not of you, Lord God. Help us to walk in purpose. Help us to have gratitude in all that you have provided for us on a daily. Lord, I pray for those with sorrow in their hearts right now, Lord God, that you would help them to see that they don't need to be downhearted and discouraged. Lord, that there is a new day to happen for them and that their life will change. Lord, we have to seek after you. So Lord, help us to seek you first and your righteousness. And Lord, we know that all things will be added unto us. So Lord, I thank you for it right now. I pray for those who are facing any kind of health challenges right now, Lord, that you would be with them and help them to overcome those things. Lord, I pray about my family, Lord, that you would give us protection, help, health, and strength that we continue to push forward. Lord, be with me as I am rearing and raising my children. I pray that I could be the best mother possible for these children. And I pray for moms and dads all across the globe, Lord God, that you would be with them, help them to have the patience, help them to have the wisdom, help them to have the discernment and the knowledge that you give to them so that they can teach their children in all levels and in all ages of their growth, even into adult age. Lord, help there to be wisdom to be provided. Lord, I thank you for those who are listening on today. May something that is shared help them in their own personal life and their own walk and journey and following after you. And Lord, if they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that they would get to know him. And Lord, that there would be a person, an individual, Lord God, that would help them to understand who the Lord Jesus Christ is. Lord, we have been just given so many different things to think about in this life, and there is so much different types of confusion and chaos, but Lord, we know you're not in the midst of that. So help our minds to be quieted, help our minds to be focused, and help us, Lord God, to know that we are amazing beings, and you have given us everything we need. You have poured into us different types of abilities, different types of talents, different types of mindsets. Lord, you have poured into us different giftings. Help us to discover those. Help us to unfold, unwrap, unpack, and Lord, to release those things that you have given to us. Lord, if there is someone on today who has no belief in themselves, Lord, help them to find the encouragement, Lord God, to believe in themselves on today, to strive. In the name of your Son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. All right. So, I want to share with you guys a couple of scriptures. And one of the things I want to share too is you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. C.S. Lewis said that. You know, we go about our days and there are things in our life that we need to change. There are a lot of things that we don't understand why we can't get certain results. Well, I have found out by learning this has been brought to my attention. We have a habit problem and we have a mindset and thinking problem. Now, it's not a problem that can't be solved. It's just something that we have to work to change. And so I've discovered this because, you know, the Lord presents things when it's time for you to move into something different. And I'm not doing any kind of, before any of you say, that's just not in the word. Okay, listen here, okay? Our minds need to be focused on the Lord first and foremost, above all else. But there have been things that we have been taught. And don't quote me, but some of us have been in churches. Some of us have been underneath different types of teaching. I'm not going to always say pastors because that's not always too true. But some of us have sat underneath some teachings that were not good for us. And so we have developed these type of habits, these type of mindsets, and they have produced very poor results for us in our life. So what we need to do is change our mindset, get our motivation changed in the right way, and find methods to bring the results that we want into our lives. So sometimes when you are going through these different shifts and these different patterns, you have to think a little bit differently. And there has to be a fast switch that you do that with. So I learned this through, of course, Jim Quick and his book Limitless, and I'm still yet learning different things from different people. And all of this is happening all at the same time. And I am working to process and reprogram myself as well. So don't think it's just you. It's not just you. So when you're thinking, okay, how can I do that, Tanika? How can I do that, T. Drake? How can I do that? Well, one of the things that I've learned is fast. We have to forget those things that we know, those things that we have been taught. We have to forget those things and be willing to learn new things to put into our minds. And we have to actively want to activate those new sets of beliefs, because we have in our lives some BS. Now, I'm not cussing. Like, you just said it. I know, but in the book Limitless, Mr. Jim Quick states we have BS belief systems. Some of our belief systems are incorrect. So before you guys start saying, hey, you're cussing and you're saying bad things, no. We have these things that we think upon and that we believe and have been habitual for so many years. Just think, for me, man, 4 decades of repeat old negative bad things. And you know, there is a rub, there is a conflict when learning new behaviors. It's hard, you all. It's gonna be hard to make that change, but we can push to do that. So I wanted to get on here today to, of course, encourage, inspire, and uplift. That's what I always want to do. And I want to provide something for you to do. I do suggest, there's a lot of different books that I need to still read, but one I would suggest that you read is Limitless from Jim Quick. It gives you a lot of tools to help you with your brain and to focus and to get things. And I'll probably have to go and reread and re-listen because it was an audiobook, so I haven't read it, but I've listened to it. So I know it's easier to say read, but I meant audibly listen. That's what I mean. Like, Tanika, you keep saying read. Okay, got it. So what are you searching for? So let me go back to that acronym of FAST. So forget what you have been taught previously. Actively want to activate the new learning, the new different types of tools and skills that you are harnessing to put that with the method and mindsets and motivation. Then keep yourself in a state of learning. And of course, a state of dependence on the Lord at all times. And then teach. Teach someone what you have learned. So that's a fast way to remember your methods, your MMs, your method, your motivation, and your mindset. We have to really change those things because those things can keep us down. And then if we lack creativity, you wonder why? No. You don't. It's just we have to change some things. You know, creativity is contagious, so you need to pass it on. Albert Einstein said that. So, there is a time for everything and a place for everything. So now, maybe you're in a time frame where you need to switch things around, right? So I'm gonna share with you some scriptures before I forget. And one passage, I like a lot of passages, but one I'm gonna share from 1 Peter 13 through the 16 verses. And it says this. Now before I start, your translation may read a little different, so I am in the NIV, and it says, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you. When Jesus Christ is revealed as obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. You know, all of that, I have been learning that even the Bible says we have to fix our minds. Verse 13, therefore prepare your minds for action, to be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. We need to be in preparation at all times. Preparing our minds to shift and to change, and then we change it. Your minds for action. So when we're thinking that the Bible's not talking about certain things, it is. It's talking about a lot of different things. And I want to encourage you guys through the Word that you can change your life. You can develop new habits. You can impart to other people encouragement when you don't think that you have enough. You can. There are so many people that at this point in time don't think they have anything to offer. Look, if this is all that I can do, then that's it. But I don't believe that to be true. There is more for me to do, and I know one thing that I really want to do. I want to encourage and inspire millions of people. That is one of my goals that I want to at least leave behind. Is the inspiration and encouragement that people can go forth and do whatever it is they want to do. And if I never see anything else but that, and God has given me that to do, that's what I want to do with all my heart and conviction. And I've sat and I've pondered and wondered, what do I want? What do I really want? And I want to encourage and inspire others to believe in themselves and their potential that God has given them, and that whatever gift that they have, that they shouldn't be ashamed to share it. And sometimes people are. They're afraid to share it. They let fear sit in, and then they don't share anything. And then we lose a gift, and we lose the person who could be sharing that gift with not just the body, but with the world. So what gift, what thing, what are you sitting on that you could be sharing with others? Because I guarantee, like John Tallarico said, every day that you go by and you don't share your story, you're being selfish. And you know, I am to a point being selfish in a different aspect, because I need to be playing more full out. And right now, I'm working on that. And he would always say, John Tallarico, that the universe loves speed. I'm learning a lot. Trust and believe, I'm learning a lot and needing to be more active. So as I'm working to change some old paradigms, some old programs and behaviors. I figured out what that was, and I don't know if I may have shared this on this podcast before, but that I found, and it came back again because I'm sitting here and I've been intentionally thinking and pondering, why am I doing certain behaviors, or why can't I improve upon certain things? And you know what it is? It's that old paradigm, the one that has been set and programmed to me by whatever habits have been there for a long period of time. So in order to change that, what do I and what do you have to do to change those old paradigms and shift it? Well, we have to believe what God's word says and change everything. Because there are a lot of things that we don't understand within ourselves, but it's just habits. And let me tell you, changing those things are not an easy, like, just switch. But when you start working towards those things to switch and change them, it'll happen. So I know that we believe what God's word says, but then somehow, once again, there's that disconnect with inside of us. And I bet you it's that little paradigm that he or she in there with our mind, that what is in our mind is keeping us stagnant, not allowing us to move forward and press through. That is what is stopping maybe some of your motivation, maybe not giving you the method to get the results you want. And having that mindset to change. So, hey, this is a great time to not just start, but to take inventory and to learn, what are you searching for? Because everything that we need is inside of us. And sometimes we don't think so. Sometimes we really do look towards things on the outside to complete us. Sometimes we look towards other people, and we have everything we need. We just have to knuckle down, buckle down, and sit and figure it out how to move forward. And you just have to change some things. So that is what I'm going to be doing for the rest of this year, and of course into the next year. And before I leave, I wanted to share another set of scriptures with you guys, because that's what I do. And it's been great sharing with you guys. This year is almost over. Can you believe it? So I wanted to share with you some more passages, some more verses. And it's going to come from 1 John 15 through the 17th verses. And it says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. So, once again, I pose the question to you. What are you searching for? What are you searching for? There's a lot of things that we want to do in our lives, and we are able to if we truly believe in ourselves and more so in the Lord, and that He will be able to provide it for us. But we just have to start making those changes. So I really hope that you're going to have a great and amazing day. And I know it's more than just challenging and difficult in this season. And that is a huge understatement of words. But I want to say that you are still able to do amazing things. Don't sell yourself short. Don't think that you cannot do whatever you set your mind to. You can. You have the ability to do it. It may take you longer than others, but you just stay focused. You keep on going. Don't worry about what Sally Sue over there is doing. Don't worry about what Jaheim is doing over there. No, no, no. You don't worry about what they're doing. Everybody's journey and path is different. Your journey is not like theirs. Everybody has different obstacles and challenges that they have to do and overcome. Like Pastor Jay would say, everybody has a tailor-made storm. So your storm is not going to be like everybody else's. Your challenges, your obstacles, the things you have to go through that the Lord is having you to go through, those are different for you. Those are different for me. Your challenge is not like mine, but that doesn't mean you can't overcome it. I hope you will use your challenges and your obstacles as a way to push and propel you forward. I have four amazing children, and all I want to do is provide them a better life. And I have to do what I need to do to figure that out. So I hope that you have a motivation for you. What drives you? What is it that drives you to learn so that you can learn faster, to earn more, and to return it back to those who can also benefit? What drives you? My kids motivate me. Of course, me wanting to be closer to the Heavenly Father and just learning more about Him, that drives me. Learning about the Lord Jesus Christ, that drives me to learn and to figure out my mindset. We have to get this mind under control. Don't let your mind just overthink every single thing. That'll keep you stagnant as well. So, I am going to get out of here. I want to thank you guys so much, dear hearts, for coming over and listening and stopping by. And as you go about your day, remember, what are you searching for? Because you have everything you need that God has placed inside of you. So don't worry, just do what you need to do. And for those of you that are writers, continue to write. Even if you're not a bestseller, you just do what God has laid on your heart. And that's with everything. So, a big kiss from me to you. I love you, but God loves you way much more. You guys know that. And remember what I always say, to be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God lays on your heart truly. Because there is a motivation to what that inspiration on your heart is that God has put there. And He's put some stuff inside of you. So go ahead, figure out how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, and then just move. So you guys be blessed. Take care. And thank you all so much for listening.
What's going on? What's going on? This is Ann Capone, and I don't go a day without listening to God's gift through His Word with Tanika Drake. Keep listening.
Hey, Tanika, this is Luke from Hope in Your Story. I just listened to your message just before, and yeah, it was really awesome. That was really encouraging, and yeah, no, I definitely needed it, and I'm sure there was like dozens and dozens of other people who also needed it too. So yeah, keep it up, keep going strong, and keep living for Jesus. See ya.
Hi, Florette from Life Lessons. God bless you, Tanika. I hope that you understand that sometimes the enemy wants to derail you, take you on the side, and if you go to that side where your pride is involved, you don't want to be embarrassed or you don't want to be humiliated or they're saying things about you, whatever, then that distracts you so that you can't do what the Lord would have you to do. Because I can tell by your message that you are a child of God and you want to do the things that are right. So don't let the enemy sidetrack you. That's what he's trying to do by getting you in arguments and worried about images or whatever. Just stay on course. Keep your focus and keep serving God. You'll be greatly blessed. God bless you.
Stop and say thank you. When I heard your podcast this morning, now I saw it typed out there about giving thanks. That was a great thing. It's very, very easy to overlook that. I want to thank you for your station. The thing is growing. We're using some of your content here for people to listen to, lifting up Christ, lifting up people's spirits, providing that scriptural word of encouragement, and giving people the recognition, too, that this stuff does work. Lord be with you, and bye for now.
Tanika, thank you so much for favoring my station. This is DJ Lala and the fam. Thank you for that devotional. It was very inspiring, and you're right. You're very right. We are not perfect. Our Father still shows us unconditional love and will always provide. That's right. And we can do all things through Christ. We're going to get there. We just have to trust 100%. Thank you so, so, so much for favoring my station. And thank you for that devotional. I look forward to hearing more of your segments. Have a good day. God bless.
Hello, this is Pastor Jay of Walk of Truth Radio Network, coming over to say hello to my friend and my fellow podcaster and the greatest motivator in the entire world. Everybody talks about my motivation, but I tell you what, if you really want to get motivated and inspired, come over to God's Gift Through His Word and listen to my sister in Christ, Tanika Drake. Yes, this is Pastor Jay saying, if you want to be encouraged, blessed, and be at peace, come over to God's Gift Through His Word. Tanika Drake, the greatest podcaster and motivator of all times. This is Pastor Jay. Love you, Tanika. Peace.
You are listening to God's Gift Through His Word with your hostess, Tanika Drake. If you enjoy the show here, don't forget to go to the Apple Podcast platform and make sure to leave a review and a 5-star rating so that other listeners can find her. Reviews are the best way for people to know how great she is. You can also go to the CastBox app and leave a comment on her show. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Tanika.
Hello, hello, and thank you, dear hearts, for listening to your girl, the one and only Tanika Drake. You are tuned into, of course, God's Gift Through His Word, so please listen on the following podcast platforms: Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, CastBox, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Listen Notes, Podbean, Player FM, Radio Public, and Spotify. Now, there are so many more places to tune in. Please stay tuned in to God's Gift Through His Word and share, subscribe, and I pray that this is a place where you can enjoy the Word as much as you can learn a little bit more about the Lord. So have a blessed day, and thank you so much for tuning in.